الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: ليس عليك هداهم ولكن الله يهدي من يشاء وما تنفقوا من خير فلأنفسكم وما تنفقون إلا ابتغاء وجه الله وما تنفقوا من خير يوفى إليكم وأنتم لا تظلمون. للفقراء الذين أحصروا في سبيل الله لا يستطيعون ضربا في الأرض يحسبهم الجاهل أغنياء من التعفف تعرفهم بسيماهم لا يسألون الناس إلحافا وما تنفقوا من خير فإن الله به عليم. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, in our previous lessons we spoke about the shurut, the conditions of sadaqah being accepted, what niyyah a person should make for his sadaqah, and then we spoke about what part of the wealth should be given in sadaqah. In the current lesson, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about giving sadaqah to Muslim and to non-Muslim. In the initial days of Islam, the sahaba kiram radiallahu anhum were encouraged and ordered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give sadaqah to Ahlul Islam, to those who are Muslims. Now we see in the current verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here allows us to give sadaqah to non-Muslims as well. Why? Allah says because hidayah is actually in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's hands. You cannot guide non-Muslims. You can only convey a message to the non-Muslims to accept Islam. True hidayah comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah says, لَيْسَ عَلَيْكَ هُدَاهُمْ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. That you cannot guide them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides whomsoever He wills. وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَلِأَنفُسِكُمْ. You should remember that whatever good you give as sadaqah, then that is for your benefit. That is for your soul. In other words, you will benefit from that sadaqah, even though the recipient of sadaqah is non-Muslim. Why? Allah explains in the next verse, وَمَا تُنْفِقُونَ إِلَّا ابْتِغَاءَ وَجْهِ اللَّهِ. Because remember, Muslims, when they give sadaqah in the part of Allah, they are only giving the sadaqah to earn the pleasure of Allah. Allah says, you are not giving sadaqah except to earn the pleasure of Allah. And of course, you have already earned that because your niyyah is correct. So even though the recipient is a non-Muslim and his deeds in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever he does of good in the dunya, that may be reduced to naught because of his kufr, but still, you are a mu'min, so you will still earn the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that sadaqah that you have given him. Allah then explains, وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ يُوَفَّ إِلَيْكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تُظْلَمُونَ. Whatever you give, whatever good you give as sadaqah, Allah says you will get the reward in full and you will not be wronged in any way. In other words, you'll be given the reward in full without any of that reward being diminished in any way. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the next verse explains giving sadaqah to Muslims as well. Allah says, لِلْفُقَرَاء. Who do you give sadaqah to? لِلْفُقَرَاءِ الَّذِينَ أُحْصِرُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ لَا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ ضَرْبًا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Allah says that gather your sadaqat for those poor people, those who have been restricted in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They aren't able to make a move on the land. In other words, for example, like a muhajir who has now migrated and now he has come to Madinah Munawwara and he has not yet settled down and it's difficult for him now to make a move in Madinah Munawwara looking for those asbab, those means of livelihood. Allah says that Allah is encouraging the sahaba there to spend their wealth on such people. يَحْسَبُهُمُ الْجَاهِلُ أَغْنِيَاءَ مِنَ التَّعَفُّفِ. That's just by means of example. In other words, give to all those poor people who you know that these people here, it's difficult for them now to earn and to support themselves. Allah says the one who doesn't know them, he thinks them to be rich. Why you think them to be rich? Minat ta'afuf. Because these people here abstain from begging. They don't come and beg and ask you for alms and for sadaqah. So the person who doesn't know them, he thinks that these people are well off. But if you really look at them, Allah says, ta'arifuhum bisimahum. That you'll recognize them from their mark. If you have to see their faces, from their appearances, you'll see that these people here are desperately in need. But they won't ask you. La yas'aluna an-nasa ilhafa. They will not persistently ask and beg the people to give them sadaqah. But Allah says, وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ. Again remember, whatever good you spend, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ بِهِ عَلِيمٍ. Allah is most knowledgeable, Allah is most aware of that good that you have given. In other words, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most aware of that good that you have given, it means Allah will recruit you for that good deed that you have done accordingly. If your niyyah was good, Allah will give you good. If your niyyah was bad, then remember that person's sadaqah will then, the amal, the deed of that sadaqah, if it is done for show, then that deed will be reduced to naught, it will be nullified. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq also to give in the path of Allah for His pleasure.